Today's shiur is Masech to Gittin Daf Chof Hey. We will begin on Daf Chof Dalet Amud Beis, 7 lines from the bottom, Amar Rav. We learned in the previous shiur a Mishnah that taught us different situations where a get was written Shaloi Lishma, and because it was written Shaloi Lishma, the get is possible, the get is considered invalid. Before we begin today's shiur, we just need to introduce a concept called Reyach HaGet. The halacha is that sometimes there's a get that's written that's totally invalid, but yet the woman who received that get is considered somewhat divorced to the degree that this woman will never be allowed to marry a kohen. And actually, the Mefarshim say not only would she be not allowed to marry a kohen because she is somewhat considered a grusha, and a grusha is not allowed to marry a kohen. If she's married to a kohen, they can't continue remain being married. The classical example of a reyach haget is when somebody gives his wife a get and says to her the following condition: Hareyat mukureshes, you're divorced, ubavad, with the condition, with the stipulation that you may not marry anyone else. So that's really a meaningless divorce, because the whole point of divorce is that they can, that she could get remarried. So even though halachically that divorce is an invalid divorce, such a woman would not be allowed to ever marry a kohen, because it's a reyach haget. Reyach means the scent of a get. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav, all the cases that we learned in the Mishnah yesterday, where the get was declared possible, it's somewhat of a get to the degree that person makuna, that this woman may not marry a kohen, chutz min harishon, except the first case in the Mishnah, which we understood yesterday in the Gemara to mean, where they were seifrim, happened to be writing gittin for practice, and the names that they used in that practice get happened to be the same names of a couple, and the husband wants to use that get. That, Rav agrees, is certainly not even considered a reich get. The Shmuel Omer, Shmuel is more stringent than Rav, af rishon nami poisel. Even that case, as posel as the get is, is still considered reyach haget that would disqualify this woman from ever marrying a kohen. Vaz de Shmuel Tameh, and this is really consistent, says the Gemara, with Shmuel's opinion. Dama Shmuel, kol makom sheshana chachamim, get posel. Wherever we find that Chazal declared that a get is posel, the loch is posel, the get is indeed invalid. However, a posel, it creates a situation that this woman may not marry a kohen. The situation of reyach haget. Similarly, the halacha we know is that if someone dies without children, his wife has to have either chalitza or yibam from one of the surviving brothers. The halacha is similar to the gemara that we're learning today, that if there's an invalid chalitza, so chalitza has to be done over. But it does create that much of a situation that the person who had this invalid chalitza would never be a candidate for Yibam. So again, Shmuel says, Chalitza Psula, if there was an invalid Chalitza, it's Psula, it's still invalid, and it has to be done over. However, Apostle Simon Achim, this woman, this sister-in-law, will never be a candidate for Yibam by the other brothers. But Marava Amri, however, in its Israel, they said the following. Mishmeder Belozer, small, if the Chalitza was done on the left foot, we know chalitza is supposed to be done on the right foot, or if it was done at Laila, by night, chalitza is supposed to be done by day, the halacha will be pais psulis. It's an invalid chalitza. However, it does have that much power, the paislis, that this woman will never be able to have yibum from the other brothers. Cotton, however, if the chalitza was done by a brother who's still a cotton, or ampilia, the chalitza was done with a shoe, that's not even a leather shoe, it's a cloth shoe, that is such a invalid chalitza, priceless, psulis, that chalitza is invalid, and furthermore, it's so meaningless that ain't priceless, that it would not create a situation that this woman cannot have yibam. Ziri Amar, however, Ziri says, kulan ain't priceless. Ziri is much more lenient. He says, all the cases that we learned in the previous shiur, in the Mishnah, of an invalid get, that the get was written shaloi lishma, are so invalid that the get is meaningless, and therefore this woman could theoretically marry a kohen. chutz min ha'achron, except for the last case. And let's talk about the last case again, because it's really going to be the focus of today's shiur. The last case was, according to the way the Gemara explained it in the previous shiur, where someone approached a soifer, and this man has two wives with identical names. He says, write a get, my name is my name, and my wife's name, whatever name it is the same name for both of them, and then I'll decide, after you write the get, which wife I'm going to divorce. So as we learned in the previous shiur, this really speaks to the subject of Breira. Breira means retroactive designation. And that's considered a situation of Shaloi Lishma. We can't rely on Breira, and the get is possible. So says Ziri, even though the Mishnah taught us that the get is possible, it is somewhat of a get that it should be considered a situation of Reicha get. The Kenama Rav Achran, Rasi, Kulan, all the cases that we learned in the previous Mishnah, Ein Poislin, Chutz min Achran. The last case is not considered, it's considered somewhat of a get. And we have here a machloikis, Rashi and Tosfos, how to understand this Gemara. Rashi says, since throughout Shas, and we've learned Baruch Hashem a number of those sugyas together, that we learned the concept of Breira, and it's not so simple, do we say Yesh Breira, do we say Ein Breira? So here too, it remains such a situation, and therefore we follow the opinion of Yesh Breira, the get is a good get, and therefore the halacha will be that it's certainly enough of a get to be a Reicha get. That's how Rashi learns. Tosfos, we have a problem with, because it's a Tosfos, on the previous Omid, the Tosfos of La'ezer She'eretza, the very mask of La'ezer She'eretza, says the following. He says that even if you will hold in the rest of Halacha, Yesh Breira, by a get, the Halacha is certainly Ein Breira. Why? Because a get, as we're learning, has to be written Lishma. Breira is a contradiction to Lishma, and therefore says Tosfos, even if you hold B'chol HaTorah Kula, Yesh Breira, here, the halacha is Ein Breira. So now the question is, if Tosfos is so absolute that everybody will agree that here we say Ein Breira, so why would this be considered a Reicha get? So Mefarshim explained that Tosfos is going to have to hold that here, certainly the get is invalid, Ein Breira. But since in the rest of Shas, there is a concept of Breira, so we want to at least give the get that status of Reicha get because of the other areas of halacha that we're applying to here. But here the get, everybody will agree, if you hold Yesh Breira or you hold Ein Breira, the get is invalid. In fact, I saw a very interesting machloikis ha'achroinim. The Mishnah speaks about a case where a husband, and this becomes relevant as we get deeper into our shir be'ezer Hashem Yisborach, where the husband, when he told the soifer to write the get, had not yet made up his mind who he wants to divorce. He says, you write the get, and then we'll decide. What be the halacha, asked the achroinim, if the husband knew whom he wants to divorce? He just didn't tell the soifer which of the two wives that have identical names he meant. What will be the din then? So many achroinim say that that's not breira. Since the husband knows whom he wants to divorce, the fact that he didn't disclose it to the soifer doesn't make a difference. His das, his intention is enough. That's how many achroinim learn. Rabbi Chanan disagrees. Rabbi Chanan, taking the concept that we just quoted from Tosfos, says that a get that requires Lishma included, says Rabbi Chanan, specifically according to Tosfos, in the Lishma requirement of a get, is that the soifer, not just the husband, but even the soifer has to know exactly for whom he's writing the get. And if that is missing, the get is invalid. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Af Achronami in Paisel. Yochanan says that even in the last case of the Mishnah, the get is totally meaningless, says the Gemara, because as the Rabbi Yochanan Tamei, Rabbi Yochanan follows his Shita throughout Shas, Domer asks that he doesn't hold a Breira. Where do we see that Rabbi Yochanan doesn't hold a Breira? Domer of Asi Amar Rabbi Yochanan. We have a situation where somebody passes away and he leaves over Yorshim. And the two Yorshim, Yaakov died, and he left over two sons, Reuven and Shimon. Reuven and Shimon divide the father's estate. So now, the question of Breira is very relevant, because now they divided the estate. If we say Yesh Breira, So Breyer tells us that retroactively, from the moment of the father's death, what Reuven got was Reuven's, and what Shimon got was Shimon's. If we don't subscribe to Breyer, we say that really everything belongs to Reuven, everything belongs to Shimon, and now they're dividing it, and they're sort of trading the lekuchas. If the lekuchas, we know that the halacha is that somebody who buys a property in Eretz Yisrael, when it comes to Yovel, the property has to go back. So Rabbi Yochanan says, Ha'achen shechalku, brothers who divide their father's estate, lekuchas hein, they're considered like lekuchas of each other, and therefore, machzirin zel zeh yovel, the din of yovel kicks in. Obviously why? Because Rabbi Yochanan holds, does not hold a breira, and we can't apply breira. There's a very interesting machloikis. What does it mean that everything goes back in the yovel year? So we would think what it means is, like it always means, in yovel, everything goes back to the original owner. Most mefarshim, based on what Rashi says, said that's not the din. What it means, it goes back in the yovel, number of pshatim. One pshat is that it goes back just for a moment. It goes back like a token going back. Another pshat that I saw is that they trade. Reuven gets Shimon's and Shimon gets Reuven's. A third pshat that I saw is that for the Yovel year, everything goes back. And after the Yovel year, Reuven gets back his portion and Shimon gets back his portion. It's Machlokes Pnei Yeshua, Marshal, different opinions. So I saw that the Nachlas Moshe asks Avius Kasha, Why don't we learn Posh Pshat in the Gemara? Like we always learn what Yovel means, that everything goes back to where it goes. Why are we trying to say all these different Pshatim? So he says a beautiful Pshat. The beauty of this Pshat is the simplicity of the Pshat. He says as follows. If Rabbi Yochanan is right, that all brothers who divide estates are actually just lekuchas, and the regular din of Yovel would apply, that means everything goes back. That means every time, nobody lived forever. Nobody that got the Eretz Yisrael in the time of Yeshua survived the hundreds of years that Klal Yisrael were in Eretz Yisrael. So if Rabbi Yochanan is correct, there would have been a major upheaval in the history of Klal Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael, where every Yovel year, everything changed back. He says there's no record anywhere in history that ever happened. Nowhere in Nach is there even a hint to something like that happening. So that's why, says the Nachas Moshe, Rashi and these Mefarshim, the comment on Rashi, said it couldn't be that means regular Yovel. It goes back. So why would we never even find such a situation in all of history of Klal Yisrael? It must be. It's only sort of a token going back. So now, says the Gemara Tzricha, why do we have to have Rabbi Yochanan teach us the concept of Ein Breira, both here in Masech Gittin and there regarding the Arachim Shechalku? Says the Gemara, if we only had our Gemara, Baha, come Rabbi Yochanan. By Gittin, Rabbi Yochanan says, Ein Breira, as we've been describing. Mishum Dabina Lo Lashma. And Lashma is just opposite of Breira. Avel Hossam. But regarding the brothers who divide their father's estate, Nechud Amrechman Alad B'Yoivel. If I sell something to you, it goes back to the original owner B'Yoivel. Avel Yerusha Matan Aloy. That's not really a sale. It's more of an inheritance or a gift. So that's why I have to say it there. On the other hand, maybe there are machmer that when the brothers divided the estate, it should go back to Yovel. Inami, maybe that's exactly this what the Mefarshim said, Ketchila. Exactly what the Torah wanted was that everything should revert back to the original state. That is the entire purpose of Yovel. Avel Hocha, where we don't have these concepts. We don't say this, and maybe by Gittin we should apply the concept of Breira. That's why Rabbi Yochanan had to teach us Ein Breira, both by Gittin and by Achen Shechalku. Says the Gemara, Bar Minerav Oishim Rav Yehuda, Amala Lavlover, if a husband said to the Soifa, Ksoivl Ezer Shetetzer Pesach Tchila Mahu. It's a different type of situation. Again, we're dealing with the husband who has two wives, with identical names. And he tells the cipher, you write a get for that name, and who will be the get? Who will get divorced? The one that leaves the house first. So what's the difference between this Breira and the case of our Mishnah? So as the Rishonim will explain, the Gemara really says it. The case of our Mishnah is Toilu B'das Atzmai. he's going to make the decision. He tells the sofer, write a get, and after you write the get, I will decide who is the wife I'm divorcing. In this case, it's not Toyle Badas Atzmoy, it's Toyle Badas Acherim. The wife that will leave, she's going to be the one divorced. It has nothing to do with what I decide. So what's the difference, say the Rishonim, between Toyle Badas Atzmoy and Toyle Badas Acherim? So Rashi says a beautiful pshat. Rashi says, what is the problem with Toyle Badas Atzmoy? It's a saying in English, you want your cake and eat it too. I want to be Paseach, these are words of Rashi. I want to be Paseach al Shtei Sifim. I want to be able to keep my cards and decide next to my chest and decide what I want to do. You can't do that. You have to make up your mind. Here, you didn't have any, you're not being Paseach al Shtei Sifim. It's not for you to make any more decision. So could, ask the Gemara, well be, that even though we say Ein Breyer in our Mishnah, because the case of our Mishnah is a situation of Toyle Badas Atzmoy, maybe in this case, which is a Toyle Badas Acherim, we will say Breyer. Amalek, so responds, to Nesuha, yes, sir, Mikan, if somebody, Amalek Lava, Soiv Le'ezesh Eretz Agarish, right to get to whoever I want to decide later, Puzzle the Garishpa, Alma and Breira. And the obvious problem with this answer, which the Gemara is going to ask in a moment, is we're asking a question, do we say Breira by Toyle Badas Acherim? And he brings a raya from our Mishnah, which we just explained is a situation of Toyle Badas Atzmoy. Gemara's question in a moment. But first the Gemara asks, I bring you a proof regarding Toyle Badas Acherim, Eisvei. The halach is that a Korban Pesach was brought Erev Pesach in the afternoon, and a Korban Pesach is only brought l'menuyov, to those who are registered to be on the Korban Pesach. So the Mishnah Masechta Pesachim discusses the following situation. Hoim Labonov, somebody tells his children, Haroini Shoiches a Pesach, I'm going to shech the Korban Pesach, Amish Yalim Mekem Rishon, which El Yerushalayim. The first of you that arrived to Yerushalayim, he should be a member of the Korban Pesach. Is the Halacha? As soon as the first child that enters Yerushalayim, most of his body enters Yerushalayim, Zoch b'chelkoi, Mezake es echov imay. He's the one that wins. So what do we see? We see that this is a situation of Toyle Badas Acherim. It's not my decision. It's the son who's going to enter first, and we're saying Breira. So Hoshi said to him, "Ma'inim psochim etzel gitten. What's the comparison? What are you asking a kasha from there?" So before we go further, the Pnei Yeshua asks, before the Gemara's kasha, which we're going to have in a moment, there's a much more fundamental question that we should ask. By gitten, as we've been saying for the last couple of shiurim, there's a special din of lo lishma. By psochim, there's no din of lo lishma. So how is the Gemara even attempting to bring a raya from Psochim to Gittin? Totally different situation. So the Pnei Yeshua answers that just like by Gittin we know there's a din of Lishma, by Pesach, as we said a moment ago, there's a din of Menuyov, that only those that are registered to bring the Korban Pesach may participate. So the Gemara in the Havamin is considering that therefore Menuyov by Korban Pesach is like Lishma by Gittin, and therefore the Gemara says that they are to be compared. Says the Gemara, there the father didn't mean to actually pick one son to the exclusion of the others. The entire purpose there was the father never intended that only the son who enters first will get a share in the Korban Pesach and that the other children will be excluded. The father, parents want to be mezaris. They want to get the children to do what's right. So this is the way the father got the children to come to Yerushalayim quickly by creating this contest. Dekanami, and I'll bring you the raya that that's what the father meant. It didn't mean to say this son to the exclusion of the other sons. The Ktani, because what did it say in there in the Braisa? Kim Shenichnas Rishon, Roy Shivarubai. As soon as the first child comes in, Zoche Bechelkoi, Umezakis Echav. He gets and his other brothers get. Yeah, Bishlama, the Mnina Mekara, it will say that all the brothers were registered. And now they're all going to get this shear because they were all originally registered. Fine. Ali Amrit Eloyim Ninu, that the other brothers, the children weren't even registered. The halacha is you could only register or cancel your registration till the Karm Pesach is slaughtered. Lach Shchita Mikam Asamnu. After the Karm Pesach is brought, after it's geshochten, it's too late. Because Vatanan, as the Mishnah says in Masechta Pesachim, Nimnin Umoshchin Yedei Mimenu Ad Sheyishkat. So how can we have that the Karm Pesach is now being slaughtered, was already slaughtered, and now we're deciding who is and who isn't registered? It's too late. It must be that he registered them from the beginning. And that registration remains a valid registration. All he means is he made some sort of a contest. So now the question that the Ran asks in Masechet Pesachim is an obvious question. If he registered them, he registered all of them. And all of them remain registered. And all of them are going to get a chalik. So what's the point of the contest? So the Ran answers, Masechet Pesachim. I remember saying this round when we learned Masechet Pesachim. The Ran says that what he means is that the child who enters Yerushalayim first, he will be the one to decide which piece of meat will go to which sibling. He gets the right to give out the portions. It's not a question as to why are we saying Breira on that, the decision which son will divvy it up. So Duran says that's not really considered something very significant. Everybody's going to get a portion. So this one will get this piece of meat, and this one will get that piece of meat. Really doesn't make that much of a difference, so that's not considered a situation of Breira. Says the Gemara, Tanya Nami Hochi, that that's the way to understand the Gemara Masechta Pesachim. Maisa Kidmu Bono Yisrael Bonim. A father created such a contest, and the daughters arrived to Yerushalayim before the sons. The Nimtzu Bonim Zrizim Sabonim Shfelim. It turned out that the daughters were more Zrizim, they were more interested in the mitzvah than the son. I actually saw that the Paiskim used this Gemara, La Loch L'Maisa. A question always comes up, if parents or teachers are allowed to create contests between students and children. You know, maybe it could be argued that that's not the right way to bring up children with these kind of contests. Here our Gemara clearly shows us that contests are a legitimate way of being mechanech children, because the Mishnah discusses that that's the way the father in that case got the children anxious and interested in the Karm Pesach. Says the Gemara, and we mentioned this a few moments ago. Amar Abaya, Kabaymine, we asked the question, what happened in the Gemara previously? We asked the question, Toil B'das Acherim. What do we say regarding Breira in the situation of Toil B'das Acherim? And what did the Gemara bring as an answer? The Kapashmine, the Gemara brought a Raya from our Mishnah. But our Mishnah, as we explained, is a situation of Toil B'das Atzmai. So the Gemara's question is, how can we use our Mishnah, which is speaking about a case of Toil B'das Atzmai, to answer the Shaila, what's going to be the din by Toil B'das Acherim? And furthermore, the Gemara says, and then you ask a question from Toil B'das Acherim, with the case of Psachim. And like Tosfos says, this second question is not really much of a question, because we already proved that Psachim has nothing to do with Breira. The Psachim is just a situation of a contest. But the Gemara's question is back to where we started. We're asking, what is going to be the din of Breira by Toil B'das Acherim? Amar Rava. So Rava says, we need to reflect. My Kusha, what's your question? Maybe Dilma, the man that is lay Breira, the man that subscribes to the concept of Breira, will hold Loishna Toil B'das Atzmai, Loishna B'das Acherim, makes no difference. He'll always hold Islay Breira. On the other hand, Manda Leslay Breira, Loishna Toil B'das Atzmai, Loishna Toil B'das Acherim, Leslay Breira. What's the Gemara answering? The Gemara is saying, I'll explain to you what the Gemara is saying, I'll explain to you the answer. We asked the Shaila, what is the Din B'Toil B'das Acherim? What did the Gemara answer? Our Mishnah. Our Mishnah. Is a situation of Toil B'das Atzmai. So the Gemara is suggesting now that we don't find anywhere in Halacha that there is such a distinction, that we make a difference if it's Toil B'das Atzmai or Toil B'das Acherim. If you hold the Breira, you always hold the Breira. And if you don't hold the Breira, you never hold the Breira. And now we can understand the Gemara's answer. Ask the Gemara's bringing a Raya from our Mishnah. Yes, the Mishnah is referring to a situation of Toil B'das Atzmai. But the Gemara, however, is saying is, once we see that we don't hold the Breira, even though we're bringing a Raya from a case of Toil B'das Atzmai, that remains the halacha in all situations, even in a case of Toil B'das Acherim. Amalei, Ramashash L'Rava. So Ramashash L'Rava says, wrong. I will prove to you that you can make such a distinction. And you can make a difference between Toil B'das Acherim versus Toil B'das Atzmai. Where do we see it? Rabbi Yehuda. The Toil B'das Atzmai, in a situation of Toil B'das Atzmai, less Lebreira, but Toil B'das Acherim, he holds Is Lebreira. What's the case? Toil B'das Atzmai, where is the situation where Rabbi Yehuda says that Toil B'das Atzmai, he doesn't hold the Breira, less Lebreira? The Tanya, there's a Breisa. This price appears quite a few times in Shas. Halokeich Yaim Ben Akutim. There's a need to give a number of words of introduction to understand this price. The Kutim, according to this Gemara, are considered Jews. And because we know, because there's usually a Shia of Kutim Geri Royis, Kutim Geri Emes. This Gemara holds that they're Jews. And therefore, their produce, their wine, there's an obligation to take off Trumas and Maestras. But as the Rishonim go on to explain, the Kutim, we know this also, did not believe in our translation of Lifnei Ivel Leisita Mirshol. Their translation of Lifnei Ivel Leisita Mirshol is as the word seems to mean literally. You can't put a stumbling block in front of a blind person. We know Lifnei Ivel Leisita Mirshol means you're not allowed to cause somebody to do an aveira. So they had no problem selling to individuals wine, that's the case that we're discussing, that Trumas and Maestras weren't removed from. Item of Farshan ask, besides the problem of Lifnei Iver, there's a problem of Lif Signoiv. The Trumas and Maestras belong to the Kohanim and Levim. How could they give it away? It belongs to the Kohanim and Levim. So I saw a number of answers to that question. One answer, the Machesha says, it's Mom and Shein Leitoivim. You're not obligated to give it to specific Kohen or Levi, and therefore it's Mom and Shein Leitoivim. There is no specific owner, and they hold there's no Issev Geneva then. Another teretz that I saw to that question is that with referring to a situation before the Trumas and Maestras were actually separated. Then there's no owner. It wasn't separated. Another teretz, we're referring, as we're going to see, somebody who buys the Trumas, this wine from the Kuti, and they held that that obligation for a customer to take off Trumas and Maestras is only a chi of the Rabbanon, which they didn't believe in, and therefore there's no problem with Leis Signoiv. Taisus and Aruch Liner discuss, how could you buy wine from a guy, from a kuti? The halach is that the pas of a kuti, the Gemara says in Masechta Shabbos, the bread of a kuti is asur, and if bread is asur, the wine is certainly asur, because the Gemara says that the pas of akum is asur because of the yayin of akum. So how could you ever have wine of a kuti? But the guys are in the piton, even if they're Yisraelim. So one teretz is, our inyonim, was made with a heksher. So there's no problem. Another pshat is that the Aruch Liner says a very interesting pshat. By goyim, the pas akum is asur, and pas akum is asur because of yayin akum. By the kutim, the Aruch Liner wants to suggest that only yayin, that only pas is asur, not yayin. So what happens here, and in this too there's a machloikis, somebody is buying wine from a kuti, and he doesn't have enough tar utensils that as he buys it to separate the Trumas and Maestras. So what should he do? Or another case that the Rishonim suggest is that it's Erev Shabbos, right before Bein HaShemashos. On Shabbos, you're not allowed to be Mafresh Trumas and Maestras, and I'm not going to have time to actually do the Afrasha, and I want to use this wine on Shabbos. What do I do? So says the Braisa, Halakeich Yaim Bein HaKutim, if somebody buys wine from the Kutim, he says the following. So we start with 100 gallons. Two glugim, which is the midas benini, 150, that I'm going to take off, harei and truma. Asara is my sarishim. And the Rishonim point out that the number asara is really not accurate. Because if we start off with 100, and we took off 2 gallons, we're down to 98. What's 10% of 98? 9.8. What does the Gemara say? Asara. So the teretz, the most Rishonim say, is that the Gemara is really just using round numbers. But I saw other terutzim. One terutz is that the halach is really truma chita achas b'terutzis akri. So you can't make the Levi lose the 10 that he deserves because you wanted to give more truma. Machlaikis, if that's truly the din. Another terutz that I saw is here we're not sure what the kuti did. Normally, if I knew that for sure truma wasn't removed and maisa wasn't removed, then the halacha would indeed be I give 2 for truma and then the other 9.8 for maiser. Here maybe the kuti did take off truma, but he didn't take off maiser. So we can't assume, so we have to be machmer on both sides. As far as my solution, now I'm down, again, we're using round numbers, because we're really down to less than 90, but Tisha is my sir, Shani, 10%. Umeichu v'shoys miyad, divere meyo. Again, the machloikus Rashi and Taisus, how to understand meichu v'shoys miyad. Rashi says, meichu means that the Meiser Shani portion that I designate, I should redeem. Because Rashi is saying as follows. Ramey is obviously following the concept of Breira. That I make these designations, even though I don't physically separate it. And then after Shabbos, or after I get tar utensils, I'll do the physical separation. But Rashi explains, we want to avoid relying, even the man, the Omer holds a Breira, wants to avoid holding, doing, relying on Breira whenever possible. So on the Truma, on the Maiserishin, which cannot be redeemed on money, I have no choice but to actually do, but actually take it and rely on Breira. In the Maiser Sheni, where the halacha of Maiser Sheni is, you can redeem it on money, so don't rely on Breira. Do an actual redemption. That's Rashi's approach. Tosfos disagrees with Rashi. And Tosfos says that according to Rameyer, that Breira, that this is a situation I can rely on Breira, the halacha is I could go it all the way. Umeichel, Tosfos says, doesn't mean to be mechalol, to redeem. Meichel means haschola. I could drink right away. I'm relying on Breira. Divrei Rameya. That's Rameya's opinion. He's holding a Breira. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon, Oisrim. Why? Because this is a case of Breira, where he's a toiler, but that's atzmoy. There's no other party involved here. So I saw the Mefarshim ask a very fundamental question. How do we understand Toilet B'das Atzmai? We said before in the name of Rashi. I want the best of both worlds. Here I'm not doing this because I want something, I want to keep my options open. I'm doing it because I need to drink wine, and I have no other way to drink the wine. Why is this called Toilet B'das Atzmai, according to Rashi? It's a very difficult question. So Mepharshim answer that since we don't know exactly how much he's going to drink, if he's going to drink, that keeps it in the status of Toilet B'das Atzmai. So we clearly see that Yehuda, in the case of Toilet B'das Atzmai, does not hold the Breira. But I'll show you that in the case of Toilet B'das Acherim, Isle Breira, because it says like this. We're going to learn later in Amasachta. There's a case where someone is very sick, and he's worried that he's going to die, and his wife, they have no children, Rechmon Atzlan, and his wife, he doesn't want to fall to Yibam. So he writes a get for his wife that the get should be valid a moment, an hour before he dies. So the Mishnah later in our Masechta discusses Mahi Ba'isin Ayamim. How do we view this woman in that entire time from when he wrote the get? Because the way he writes the get is that the get should be valid now till a moment retroactively. She's considered a full-fledged wife. If she's married to a kohen, she could eat truma. V'lechimaisa, have a gita. Why? Because we're relying on Breira. Retroactively, the get is a valid get. Why? Because there it's a situation of toila b'das acherim. Because what will determine if the get is valid or not? If he dies. If he dies, as we're going to learn that, from this illness. Now, dying is not up to us. Who makes that decision? Kodesh Baruch Hu. So there, Rabbi Yehuda holds a Breira. So what are you saying, as we saw on the bottom of Amud Aleph, that there's no man to Omer that makes this distinction between Toilet B'das Atzmai versus Toilet B'das Acherim? We clearly see that Rabbi Yehuda does make such a distinction. And that's why, by the case of Truma, he doesn't hold a Breira, and by the case of the Get, he does hold a Breira. So now the Kasha, the Shaila, that the Gemara began with, is very relevant. Our Mishnah only speaks about Toilet B'das Atzmoy, the brayer doesn't help by a get. But what will be the din by Torah b'das acherim? Amalei Rameshah shel Rava, Haru Shimon, the Torah b'das atzmoy. And I bring a proof that Rav Shimon follows the same concept. The Torah b'das atzmoy, less le brayer, when it's his own decision, he doesn't hold the brayer. The Torah b'das acherim is le brayer. How do we see Rav Shimon holds that way? Torah b'das atzmoy, where do we see the Rav Shimon in the case of Torah b'das atzmoy, less le brayer, hadamorin? Because Rav Shimon is one of the manda omrim that spoke by the case of the barrel of wine from the Kuti, where he didn't subscribe to brayer. That, as we explain, is a situation of Torah b'das atzmoy. Where is there a situation of Torah b'das acherim that is le brayer? The following case. The Tanya, we learned this from Masechta Ksubos. Somebody says to a woman, Hareini Boyalech, I'm going to have be with you for the sake of getting married. But you're only going to be my wife if my father agrees to this marriage. So the halacha is, the Tanakhama holds, Api Shloi Rotzoav, even if the father, and he does the bia. And then the father, even if the father disagrees, she's still Mekudeshes. Why? So Rashi explains, because Ein Adam Oisabi Losabi Laznus, nobody's going to have a promiscuous relationship. So if he had relations with this woman, he must, when he had the relations, what he was saying is, I don't worry about this tonight, I want to marry her under all circumstances. Rav Shimon ben Yehuda, I'm Mishnah Rav Shimon, Rotzoav Mekadeshus, we rely on retroactive designation. If the father is satisfied, they'll be married, Loi Rotzoav and Mekadeshus. Why? Because this is a situation of Toilah B'das Acherim, it's not his decision, it's his father's decision. And we say that even Rav Shimon, in the situation of Toilah B'das Atzmoy, holds a Breira, in the situation of Toilah, doesn't hold a Breira, I'm sorry, in the situation of Toilah B'das Acherim, holds a Breira. The Paiskim used this Gemara to touch on a very sensitive issue. Can you marry a woman that your father is not satisfied with? The Braisa clearly seems to indicate that you can. If the father's not satisfied, you could still marry her. Certainly if you didn't make the condition, you're certainly allowed to marry her. Aye, what about Kibbut Af? So the Paiskim say that since one has a personal obligation to get married, and you only can get married to somebody who you want to get married to, that obligation supersedes the obligation of Kibbut Af. Although I did see Paiskim that discuss that maybe that's only as long as this Shidduch doesn't bring embarrassment to the parents. But if it brings embarrassment to the parents, then Kibbut Av maybe is relevant. But then I saw that the Pais can discuss, that's clearly by a man. What about a woman? So Noidi Behuda says, makes no difference a man or a woman. Getting married supersedes Kibbut Av Ve'en. However, I saw that the Sefer Shal Shetshuvah Tar Lishma makes a difference between a man and a woman. Why? Because he says a man has an obligation of pruravu. Since a man has an obligation of pruravu, that obligation supersedes kibbut av ve'ein. A woman has no obligation of pruravu, but she does have an obligation of kibbut av ve'ein. So it could well be that a woman, says the Torah Lishma, can never marry a person who her parents don't want because the kibbut av ve'ein is there and the chiyah pruravu isn't. But we were up to, at this point of the Gemara, let's come back to Masechta Gittin, is that the Gemara is saying, the Gemara said on the bottom of Chof Heyom and Aleph, that there is no difference between Torah B'das Atzmoy and Torah B'das Acherim. And the Gemara proved that both Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon do make such a distinction between Torah B'das Atzmoy and Torah B'das Acherim. Amalai, so the Gemara says, not true. Bein Rabbi Yehuda, Bein Rabbi Shimon, they always hold a brayer. If so, we have a kasha. Why in the case of the truma, do they not agree with Rameya? Why can't you make this designation, this verbal designation, and then retroactively separate and say brayer? The Eretz Gemara says it has nothing to do with brayer. There's a different concern. As the Braisa says, they told Rameya, if somebody is going to have a barrel of wine, and he just makes a verbal designation, 2 gallons truma, 10 gallons maaserishin, 9 gallons maaserisheni. And what happens before he has an actual opportunity to separate that truma, the barrel breaks. It'll come out the lamafreya retroactively. He drank something that he wasn't allowed to drink. Are you not going to agree that there's a concern that this barrel will break? And it turns out that he drank tevel. That's why they don't agree with Rameya. Nothing to do with Breira. If we were just considering Breira, they would agree with Rameya that it's acceptable. There's a new concern that the barrel will break. And Rameya says, I'm not worried it's going to break. Barrels don't just break. So to start worrying that that's going to happen, there's no reason to worry about it. So what do we see now? That everybody holds, Rav Yehuda and Rav Shimon hold the Breira. They just say that there is a different concern of Shibaka Hanoid. Before we finish our shir, there's obviously a very important question that has to be asked. And it's the question that the Ramban asks. If we're saying, certainly by a get, our Mishnah taught it to us, we don't say Breira, so how can we ever have a Tanai? What does the condition say? We're going to learn many, many dafim that speak about conditions in a get. That somebody gives a get with a condition. Why is that not considered a situation of Breira? Because only if the condition of the stipulation is fulfilled is the get valid. Ramban's Shaila. So the way the Mefarshim answer the question of the Ramban is that Tanai and Breira are not one and the same. Breira speaks to the initial application. And the initial application, Breira says maybe it will be a get, maybe it won't be a get. A Tanai doesn't say that maybe it will, maybe it won't. What a Tanai says is that the get is a get. But that is an external concept of the stipulation that has to be fulfilled to consummate it. But it doesn't speak to the actual validity of the get. So Rabbi Akiva Eiger uses this concept. Very interesting shaila. The halacha is that when you prepare leather for Sefer Torah, Tefillin, Mezuzos, even when you're preparing the leather, you have to prepare the L'shem Mitzvah Tefillin, L'shem Sefer Torah. So let's say you're in a slaughterhouse. There's many animals that are being slaughtered. And you're working with the leather. Now, you don't know if that leather is going to go for a belt, for a wallet, or for Tefillin. So many Mefarshim say, what should the person who's working with the leather do? He should say, L'shem Kedushas Tefillin, L'shem Kedushas Sefer Torah. And then we'll see if he needs it for Sefer Torah Tefillin, Breira will tell us to use it. And if not, don't use it. So Rekhi Vega says, how could you do that? We don't hold the Breira, because the halach is that there's a halach lemais regarding Breira. By a Doraisa, we don't say Breira. By the Rabbanan, we do say Breira. So how could you rely on Breira? So one teretz Rekhi Vega says, is that it's not for sure that there's a chiv deraisa that the leather should be made l'shem kedushas tefillin. So if that's the case, it's a drabonin. By drabonin, everybody holds a breira. But Rav Kivega says, rely on do what the Ramban tells you to do. Don't rely on breira. Because if you're going to rely on breira, we have a problem if it's a deraisa. Do it with a tanai. A tanai, we said, is different than breira. A tanai is always acceptable. So instead of doing Breira, do it tonight, and you won't have any Shiloh.